Good afternoon. So this is the second day that I've been doing recordings, and for the second day, right in the middle of the recording, it just shuts down and it just cuts off. So I'm here again. The Lord gave me a word, which is a prophetic word. It's a proclamation of the Lord. It is declared of the Lord. And he just gave me the scoop concerning Mark 13:7. And when ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, be ye not troubled, for such things must needs be, but the end shall not be yet. And God began to speak prophetically, and he's talking to us, his children, the body of Christ. He says, get ready, children, for an unfathomable experience. Things you cannot imagine shall begin to happen. So many are still saying that Jesus is dead, but I rise to the occasion to prove the lies do not exist. It is a lie, says the Lord, that I am dead, that I have no power and shall never return again. I walk the earth as a man. I wore man's clothing and adorn an outward appearance the same as a mortal man. But I am a holy God, still alive, still walking the earth and shaking things up. I have come today, children, to tell you of a war you have not understood. There has been meager attempts and meager wars started by Satan, who has used these wars to distract my people, to make them think only of death and destruction. The greatest war, children, is my coming. Man has wanted you to call upon the government for salvation, but that is not in the script, says the Lord. There is only one name by which man shall be saved, according to Acts 4:10-12. Be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given unto men whereby we must be saved. Then the Lord goes on to say, when I come, my glory comes, uprooting sin and evil. Do not forget to pray. Man ought to always pray. Pray, children, for my coming. This is your victory, according to Luke 21:36. Watch ye, therefore, hallelujah, says the Lord, and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. The wars, my people, that you are presently fighting are to stop my glory from overshadowing the earth. So God is making significant reference here about the wars and rumors of wars. He says the enemy is trying to stop his glory from coming to the earth. The enemy does not want a chance. He does not have a chance of preventing my glory from doing what it is created to do, says the Lord. He cannot stop my grace. He cannot stop my mercy. He cannot stop what I have planned for my people. The shed blood of Jesus paid every debt and reconciled man's account. Children, you do not see, do you not see that the enemy is treating you as if you owe or stole something? Children, you owe nothing, says the Lord, but to love one another. I have commanded you to love. This is your key, according to Romans 13:8. Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another has fulfilled the law. John 13:34. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. Then the Lord goes on to say, hallelujah, I am coming to do away with pride and shame. I am coming to stamp out everything that has tried to prevent truth. Children, these wars that I speak of are not national fights or regional fights. They are not even fights of a territory, goods, oil, gas, gold, or money. My saints and angels are lined up in this fight because the battle is the Lord. The fight is tight, but it is right, says the Lord. The Holy One of Israel has spoken. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. for the Egypt, hallelujah, Jesus, for the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again, no more, forever, according to Exodus 14 and 13. And this is the declared word of the Lord. He gave me the scoop concerning wars and rumors of wars, saying that the only war we should be concerned about and praying for is his coming, because when he comes in all of his glory, and no evil will be able to stand in the presence of God's glory. Hallelujah. So I share this word with you, February the 17th, 2022. This is Mary Adger, In It For Him Ministries. God bless you. I love you in Jesus.